gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, man. Kind of feels like a cluster, but we'll get through it. How you doing, Dominic? You know what also feels like a cluster is the former president's reaction to what? The Supreme Court ruling here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, if drop boxes are illegal, then Donald Trump somehow been fully vindicated. Give him the Electoral College votes and make him the president once again.
Right, don't.
I mean, really, this is the latest, right? I forget where the sourcing is. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, Dom, but you got this one?
Donald Trump, I do not yet.
Talking trash to Robin Voss?
We'll get there. We will get there. But we do have some breaking
news. What's more important than that?
I just want to relay it. According to CNN, the House January 6th committee will not hold a hearing on Thursday. Will not hold a hearing on Thursday. CNN Politics is now reporting. A committee told CNN that we expect that we will hold a hearing next week. The reason for delay, the aide said, was to give members and investigators time to process new and important information it has received on, quote, a daily basis.
Is that like the Pat Cipollone testimony, the 8 hours worth they had on Friday? They're trying to process that into digestible chunks for the American people.
Testimony that we are aware of, obviously, there as has been reported from many of the J6 committee members. Lots of folks have been reaching out after Cassidy Hutchinson's damning testimony of Trump and his administration. So at least Cipollone and perhaps certainly many others. The hearing is the next up and coming hearing is expected to be focused on the 187 minutes, Crudy, the 187 Trump tried to do on this country, that the Capitol was under siege when Trump and what former President Trump was and perhaps more importantly, was not doing as the riot was unfolding. Members of the committee have described his conduct as a dereliction of duty. I believe that was perhaps a quote from Cipollone. So, of course, we have the next hearing for tomorrow, but there will not be a hearing on Thursday.
Well, thank you. I'll make note of that. That means more time for the devil's advocates.
Yeah, awesome. Right.
Well, you know, I'm sure they'll get to it, Dom, but let me get to where I wanted to get to, which was a Newsweek article about the former President Donald Trump called on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss Saturday to overturn the 2020 presidential election results.
The guy's right? Still trying, man. It's still happening.
Well, after its Supreme Court, that's the Wisconsin Supreme Court, issued a ruling restricting the use of ballot drop boxes on Friday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, led by Republicans, determined that absentee ballot drop boxes can only be put in election offices and that only the voter can return a ballot in person, according to the Associated Press. In 2020, the drop boxes were used for voting due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But the court found, in really egregious terms, that the Wisconsin Elections Commission overstepped its boundaries by allowing the use of ballot boxes. The decision hands a win to Republicans who have, without substantial evidence, claimed that boxes led to widespread voter fraud during the 2020 presidential, which some claim was stolen from Trump.
And I just want to also
stolen.
Reiterate, because we'll get to Trump's quote from his truthiness site in a bit, but the Wisconsin Election Commission, as reported, overstepped its boundaries by allowing the use of these ballot boxes. But let's not forget, these ballot boxes have been used in the past. This is not the first time ballot boxes have been used.
Ballot drop boxes.
The fact that we have used those ballot boxes in the past is, I believe, a something that should be noted, and it is not.
Well, and it was also legislated under Republicans and signed into law under Scott Walker, but they set that all aside because, damn it, man, the Democrats voted that way. And that's got to change going forward, right? Because you can't ever have another stolen election again in the future. So this is about, A, setting the narrative for future stolen elections, but B, once you take away these absentee ballot drop boxes, and assuming we set aside the nonsense of Trump for just a minute, what are you going to blame the next lost on? I mean, what's left to blame, right?
Well, it doesn't even matter. You still claim, as we've seen Republicans who've, you know, lost their primaries, you know, against other Republicans, you know, earning themselves maybe 9% of the vote. Oh, I'm not seating yet. Something's up here. This is now the language of the right. So it doesn't matter whether or not there was actual fraud or perceived fraud or whatever the case, you're going to claim it. You just claim it because that is the game plan for Republicans going forward.
Well, let me get to the Trump statement. Your buddy and mine, Robin Voss, he's been on the show a couple times. It's not up to Robin Voss to do what everybody knows must be done. We need fair and honest elections in our country. The former president wrote, Speaker Robin Voss has a decision to make! Exclamation point. You know, like, make! Is that a good place for an exclamation point? I'm just wondering. Anyways, does Wisconsin, all caps, reclaim the electors, turn over the election to the actual winner by a lot! Exclamation point. Or sit back and do nothing as our country continues to go to H-E... Double L.
Double hockey sticks.
All caps. Hell, all caps, Dom. Scary place, hell. Voss praised the... Okay. Yeah, you go.
Well, I would say a continuation of the quote, the Ross story also has a piece, because I'm not a truthy member. I don't go to the truthiness social thing.
The truth social? I heard that some, including our pal Ron down in Florida, our radio buddy, Ron, you know,
Ron,
couldn't get on his truth social. He was very disappointed.
Well, cancel culture and all that, right? Come on, Republicans. I thought you didn't like that. What about Ron's free speech? Oh, that's right. Here's what Trump said, according to the Raw story. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has just declared unlock boxes, get it, or ballot stuffing boxes to be illegal, capitalized. Everyone knows what went on with the $417 million that little Mark Zuckerberg invested, caps and quotes, in the corrupt 2020 presidential election. And that doesn't even include the big Wisconsin nursing home scandal. Wisconsin nursing home scandal, first letters, all caps. We're close to 100% of the residents voted, always is much lower number. And now it's up to Robin Voss to do what everyone knows must be done. We need fair and honest elections in our country, he wrote. Now, I want to say this because, again, we see this president lying his ass off, right? Number one, because that money that Zuckerberg spent also went to Democratic Republican enclaves. But this Wisconsin nursing home scandal, that goes back to this BS investigation or whatever the hell is going on with the special counsel's office with former Supreme Court justice, corrupted, as Crudy likes to say, Michael Gableman. So, you know, Gableman gets out there with this BS, right? And it's been debunked that 100% of these nursing homes voted. That's been proven to be inaccurate and incorrect, but doesn't stop Trump. It doesn't stop the Republicans. As long as someone somewhere said it. Hell, they don't even have to say it, but someone somewhere said it. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, well, he must be credible, right? You might think so until you actually look at how Michael Gableman has ruled and, you know, lived his life, let's call it, especially what he's done under this auspices of the Wisconsin Special Counsel. So it's just the continuation of more lies. You say one lie from Gableman, it gets repeated and repeated, and now here goes again, full circle back to Trump and to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from Wisconsin. What are you going to do about it, Robin? I haven't heard much from Voss on this issue.
Well, here's what Voss said about the Supreme Court decision, at least. You know, we don't know how he's going to respond to Trump, if you will. Voss praised the Supreme Court decision on Friday, but did not mention the possibility of overturning the 2020 election. Today's decision demonstrates that the rule of law prevails and the illegal drop boxes are finally going to stop. This is a giant step forward in our efforts to ensure election integrity. Our next step has to be electing a new governor who will sign additional election reforms. I'm going to put some air quotes around that because that means voter suppression efforts, right? The legislature has long maintained that the law never allowed the illegal drop boxes, and we're happy to be vindicated by today's decision. Vindicated in what way? I mean, you were the guy that brought the legislation to bear that was signed into law that legalized the drop boxes. And you can say the WEC, they expanded this in the pandemic. But so what? Then demonstrate some evidence that there was illegal voting that went on. Any evidence?
2,000 mules. There's a movie about it, man. Did you see it?
I've heard there was a movie. Didn't Bill Barr laugh a bit about that movie?
Yeah, I believe Bill Barr
did. The videotape testimony we saw?
Yes.
The decision will bolster Republican efforts to tighten election laws in Wisconsin, as conservative lawmakers have sought to do across the United States in the wake of Trump's defeat. The restrictions could have an impact on the midterm elections in the state in November. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, condemned the Supreme Court's ruling in his own statement on Friday. Here is from Governor Evers. Today's decision is another in a long line of Wisconsin Republicans' successes to make it harder for Wisconsinites to exercise their right to vote, to undermine our free, fair, and secure elections, and to threaten our democracy. Yeah, I would say in part that's probably true. Even though more than a year has passed since the 2020 election, hell man, we're working towards 2 years since the 2020 election. Trump and his allies are still continuing to push efforts to overturn the results and see the ex-president reinstated. You know, he's got a lawyer running around right now saying, well, can't wait until after the midterms. After Republicans win back the House and the Senate, Trump's going to be reinstated. Through virtue of the fact that some states are going to set aside their electoral college votes, and then it's going to get thrown to the Congress, and they're going to President Trump anew. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be some magical stuff, Tom. But don't put it past them.
I don't put anything past these megas any further. You got any more of their critics?
I was going to say it was actually Attorney Christina Bobb that was making that
decision. Of course, yes. She rears her head once again.
Well, that is covered somewhat in this reporting from Newsweek. Attorney Christina Bobb, who has supported Trump's legal challenge to thwart the election results, told the Right Side Broadcasting Network, that's the RSBN, earlier this week that if Republicans retake majorities in Congress, they could reinstate Trump as president if 3 Biden 1 states just withdraw their electors. Only 3. Well, Trump lost by more than 3 states, but you know, somehow she's doing some rigged math.
Crudy, I want to get back briefly to the Assembly Speaker from Wisconsin, Republican Mega Robin Voss. Scott Bauer of the AP reporting back on January 26th of 2022, so just back in January, 6 months ago of this year, in an article, Voss at a press conference did not directly address the Trump statement. Again, so Trump's been on Voss about this for some time. Where he stands in the ballot boxes after being asked about it, saying that only there is legislation making its way through the process. Now, Voss apparently also defended a letter sent on his behalf by his attorney to the Madison City Clerk in September of 2020, supporting the use of absentee ballot boxes. Quote, we wholeheartedly support voters' use of these convenient, secure, and expressly authorized absentee ballot return methods. Attorney Misha Tetzlin wrote, then on behalf of Voss, and then Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. So in September of 2020, the megas, you know, Fitzgerald and Voss, now Fitzgerald's in Congress, they were down. They supported through this attorney Tetzlin. They were down with the drop boxes. And I've seen, I'm on some of the email lists of these, you know, the real hard righties here in Wisconsin. They're just beside themselves on Voss after he supported drop boxes back in September of 2020. And now it's just because Trump lost those drop boxes that the megas were all down with? Well, now they're a hotbed of fraud? I mean, you cannot possibly have it both ways, and you certainly have no evidence that they are a hotbed or were a hotbed of fraud.
Evidence.
I know, come on, man.
Look at the whole Gableman effort, Dom. There's no evidence offered, just conjecture and, you know, strongly held beliefs that we should consider decertifying our election.
What does that even mean? How does that work? What's that
it
look
means
like?
Here's the invoice. Please pay me. That's what it means. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're on stream, at least. I know that for sure. Come back with us. 844-967-2789.